Tris brooms I should drink in and always be for. Yeah, I will drink it and always be for.
CLW 80s, 90s, and more. Well, good morning to you. Mike McKay here. Hope it was a great weekend. We are jumping into the final few days of January already. Hard to believe this is the last week of the month. It is the 27th of January. I hope it's going to be a great day. We are going to go into the upper 30s. We're going to be knocking on 40 for the expected high today. Yes! How about that? We'll see if we get to 40. Close to it anyway, and a pretty seasonable week in store for us. Here's Madonna now. Good morning.
You choose to look the other way. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
I get so lost, so lost.
Want some good news for a change? Mike McKay's got you covered with your good news story of the day. Here's Mike.
All right, there's a woman named Maria Erzi, lives in Brunswick, Maine, and she's turned her passion of art into a great way to raise money for her community. She does charity donations with her monthly Brush Strokes for Impact paint-a-thons, where she sits down and she'll paint a bunch of art. And then she'll sell them off. Since 2015, she's been doing this. She's raised well over $20,000 for various charities by raffling off her original works. One of her favorite charities, Art Van, which is a mobile art therapy program that helps underserved communities. She said that this is one of my ways of contributing to the common good. And she says, I see no reason why I should ever have to stop. As a matter of fact, I hope it will grow and grow. And I'm sure the people in your community do as well. Nice job.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Seven CFW 80s, 90s, some more. McKay in the morning along with you. Good morning. Happy Monday if you're just getting your day started. Hope it's going to be a great day. Make sure you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone so you can use it to listen to us anywhere, anytime. You can access our website. You can email us through that. You can text us through that. And speaking of that, you never know when we're going to give you the opportunity again to text and win with us. So make sure you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone. Speaking of emailing us, if you're an organization, maybe you do fundraisers or you've got an event, you're a nonprofit, and you'd like us to pass the word along, we're here to help you out, to get that word out. Just drop us an email or a text with the information, and we'll be glad to pass it along. All right? So once again, all that's available through our Civic Media app. And once you download it, just search 105.7 CFW, that's us, and make us your home station.
She says her love for me could never die.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW. You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. I see you, the only one who knew me, but now your eyes see through me. I guess I was wrong. So what now? It's plain to see we're over, and I hate when things are over. So much is left undone. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
You'll say that we've got nothing in common, common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care.
And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
CFW, Mike McKay along with you as you're getting your day started. Hope you got some good sleep last night. If maybe you're having some problems with sleeping at night, if you work in an office, there's a new study out, and this very well could be the reason why. I will tell you in 7 minutes, okay? Don't move.
You and I in a little toy shop. Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
CFW.
CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Thanks for letting me get Monday started with you. I appreciate that. If you're just getting up and at it on your way, hopefully after a good night's sleep. But if you've been having any problems sleeping and you work in an office, there's a new study from the University of South Florida. This could be the problem for you. Listen up. They found that 80% of workers today have sedentary jobs, you know, where you're sitting at your desk all day long. And it could very well be messing with your sleep. And they say it could be as simple as your office chair. That's right. They say an uncomfortable chair and sitting in for hours on end could really be causing problems with your body and things like that. They also say that you really need to get up at least once an hour, even if it's for a couple of minutes, to stretch out and move around a little bit. And then go back to work. There's a variety of health issues that can come your way by just sitting at your office chair all day long and not moving. So get up, get moving along. Bosses out there, let those people get up and stretch out a little bit. okay, even if it's for a couple of minutes. Insomnia symptoms have been increasing by 37% with office workers over the last 5 years. That's a lot, as a matter of fact. So if you do that, double check that office chair and at the very least, get up and stretch out a little bit.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
If your shingle roof needs replacement 10 years before it was supposed to, guess who you need to call?
BjorkStrand.
Are you going to install another asphalt roof hoping things will turn out differently?
BjorkStrand.
Well, good luck with that.
BjorkStrand.
Now you can have a metal roof and save a lot of money.
10%.
You'll get the roof you want at the best price of the year. Hey, this is the price that the employees pay. But this offer ends January 31st.
BjorkStrand.
237-2678.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you gotta see. The biggest selection for everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiskCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiskCaregiver.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to exercise caution when using recreational vehicles in dangerous winter conditions. According to the DNR, there have already been two fatal UTV crashes and one fatal snowmobile crash this year, two of which occurred on frozen bodies of water. Officials are reminding riders that ice is never completely safe in any conditions, and they should check with local organizations for updated information, bring proper clothing and equipment, and avoid traveling in unfamiliar areas. Wisconsin's employment numbers hit new record highs to close out 2024. According to the Department of Workforce Development, the state ended the year with over 3,075,000 people working, an increase of about 32,000 over the December 2023 numbers. Unemployment numbers saw a slight increase from 2.9% in November to 3%, still well below the national average of 4.1%. In total, the state had a labor force participation rate of nearly 66%, higher than the national average of 62.5%. The man convicted of helping to hide the bodies of four homicide victims in Dunn County has been sentenced to prison. 59-year-old Darren Osborne has been sentenced to 16 years in prison and 8 years of extended supervision on four counts of hiding a corpse as party to a crime. According to court documents, the four victims were believed to have been killed in St. Paul in September of 2021 by Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs. Their bodies were later found in a cornfield in the town of Sheridan, and Suggs turned himself in 5 days later. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has shared more information about a man killed by law enforcement in Chippewa County. According to a press release from the DOJ, Chippewa County deputies responded to a domestic abuse call in the town of Lafayette on December 21st when the suspect, identified as 49-year-old Matthew Luke, attempted to flee. After a brief pursuit, Luke crashed the vehicle he was driving and allegedly fired a weapon at deputies, hitting a squad car and an armored vehicle before two SWAT team operators shot and killed him. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds, couple of flurries, or maybe a sprinkle this afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy, upper teens tonight, and partly sunny, warmer, and low 40s tomorrow, but breezy. Mild for the rest of the week, 30s and 40s for highs, dry and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
CFW.
1, 2, 3,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna, but can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, cause we
1057 CFW. Hey, ya. It's Monday. Good morning. Welcome to it. It is the 27th of January. Mike McKay along with you. Did I see that it's National Bubble Wrap Day today? Yeah, pop up some bubble wrap for you. Do you have that argument at home? Who gets to pop the bubble wrap when it comes? Yeah, I know. I always get it, of course. It's Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta now, 105.7 CFW.
Seven CFW.
Take your baby by the hand and make her do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true. I said, dance all days long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you,
you and everyone we knew to believe, do, and share in what was true. I said, dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist, and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her eyes two sapphires blue, and you need her and she needs you, and you need her and she needs you, and you need her and she needs you. And you need her and she needs you. And you need her and she needs you. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Dance all days long. Dance all days. Dance all days long.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW. WFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.